The latest group of scientists to try and prove that Nessie exists is busy plumbing the depths. At this very moment, Five Live has been given access to the project.
My name is Jan Sandberg, and I'm the leader of the Global Underwater Search Team. We are 1 week at Loch Ness with an expedition that we call the Nessie 2000. Our intention is to search Loch Ness with hydrophones to listen for sounds for what is said to be in here, unidentified animals. And we don't have a real opinion what they are, but we don't even know if they are here.
Anything sitting on top of the control levers?
Oh, it's free.
Right. I'm Ken Parnell, and I offered my experience with boats because I used to be in the Royal Naval Auxiliary Service. So I said, I know which end goes first and which rope to pull. And they said, yes, fine, that could be useful. I said, well, I'll do anything you like. So, yes, so I came along. So I'm sort of boatman and anything else that goes, yes. And it's fun. And if we find something, well, great.
I'm Erik Knotterud, and I'm from Norway. I'm a cook and scruffy crew. I just tagged along because I like to be a part of an expedition who might solve the mystery. I'm fascinated by strange creatures not being classified yet. We have them in Norway, we have them in Scotland. So I came along to see.
My name's Gary Campbell. I am an advisor to the Nessie 2000 expedition. I've been liaising the UK end of things on behalf of the Global Underwater Search Team who are searching for Nessie. So it's a case of putting together the team at this side of the water, checking out for the weather for them, working out the best time for them to come, all the things that they couldn't do while they were in Sweden that I could do over this side.
Some people would say you're a local and you should know better.
Well, that's right. I'm not completely local to Loch Ness. I'm actually from Oban originally, but I suppose there is that, but at the end of the day, you've got to look at it. It's a good thing for the economy in this area. It's good for the tourists as well to hear what's the latest that's going on at Loch Ness, and it's also good for us who are interested in Nessie to actually get people with the expertise of the Global Underwater Search Team to come along and help us and really find out what she sounds like.
Do you come here as a believer?
Not as such, as a believer. I mean, you believe, that's sort of a religious belief, but this is nothing like that. I mean, you have here at least 3,000 witness testimonies, and you would have thought that these people must have seen something out of the ordinary. It couldn't be birds and logs and winds and stuff like that, natural stuff. It's going to be something, but we don't really want to have an opinion what it is. Of course, it's very hard. All you can do is speculate what it is. You can speculate at anything. I mean, some people would like to believe it's a prehistoric animal that's been landlocked here, and you have all kinds of speculations and theories. I'm more inclined to believe that there is either a giant something, a known creature, maybe a mutation or something. But as to what it is, I leave that to others to speculate.
I'm not a believer. I believe people have seen odd things, which they describe as kind of strange animal with a sort of flippers or legs. I don't know if it's a monster. I don't believe in monsters. There's no belief at all here. But, I believe one thing. All these people can't be bloody liars. They can't. It's something there, and it's a living entity.
Is that right, John?
I actually saw a black hump coming out of the water twice in 1996. And I think it's fair to say that at the time I was about as surprised as anyone, and to this day I don't know what it was, so I can only assume it was the Loch Ness monster.
Could it have been any number of other things?
I don't think so. I mean, I've gone through all the options. It certainly wasn't a wave or a boat wake. It was too big to be a seal or an otter. It wasn't a bird or anything like that. It was almost a whale-like object. It was black, it was sort of dark, it was shiny. So I don't know what it was. It was certainly something very big. It could well have been Nessie.
It's it's intriguing that something should be able to live at presumably quite great depths, because we don't see it very often, and yet it does seem to come up. So maybe Nessie does that out of curiosity or whatever. I don't know.
You need to see it on land up close to really get an idea what it is. And we aren't allowed to trap it in any way. We can't shoot it, we can't bait it, we can't swim in the bloody peat soup to see what it is. That's impossible. You see nothing.
My name is John Linnaeus, and I'm from Sweden, and I'm responsible for the technique here on the expedition. We use hydro.